Good morning. It's the Life Songs Morning Show with Josh and Nancy, and I'm so excited to introduce you to the reason I can't wait to go to Winter Jam on Friday. John Crist is joining the morning show.
Man.
John, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I think this is the first time I ever talked with two radio hosts that don't have nicknames. Josh and Nancy, those sound like your real names.
They really are.
It absolutely is. We're pretty basic here in New Orleans, you know?
Yeah.
My last name is Crist, and people are like, is that like a made-up name because you're a Christian? I'm like, do you think I would make up that as a name? Of course that's my real name.
So here's the deal. Winter Jam's this Friday, and it's mostly musicians, and then you're there. It is super hard to be a comedian in any place. It's even harder to be a Christian comedian. And I think the most hardest thing in the world is being a comedian for Christians. So why? Why do you do this?
Being a comedian that's a Christian is kind of like an oxymoron in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. Where like comedy is basically saying things, voicing things, or maybe verbalizing things that people thought you weren't allowed to say. They're like, oh, I can't believe he said that, or he just said that, or what. And then obviously as a believer, there's these things that, you know, that you shouldn't say or things that are across the line. But
yeah.
I think somebody said, write the jokes that only you can tell, is that I'm going to talk about my life and what I grew and how I grew up being a Christian, growing up in church, my dad being a pastor, working at Chick-fil-A. I got the full trifecta. So I'm just going to pull from that knowledge.
So on the tour, who is the funniest person, intentionally or unintentionally, other than yourself on Winter Jam?
The funniest, well, there's this guy named Truett out on the tour with us. He struggles a lot in life. It's up to me to kind of just like, I'm kind of more of like his mentor in a lot of ways. But I would say one of the funniest guys on tour is, you know, an underrated sense of humor is actually Terry Jobe. He's got a good sense of humor.
I could see that.
Really? Because we're talking to her in a couple of days, and we'll have to see.
So there's like you know, six or seven bands on the tour, and there's probably, depending on the arena, there's only a couple of green rooms. They lump you in with another band typically. We're always thrilled when we're with KB and his green room. He's a great hang, that guy.
Christian movies, they're popping up everywhere. Some
yep.
Some for good, some for... they're there. If Cloud
yep,
10 or Pure... if PureFlix was going to make an autobiographical film about you, who would play you?
Yeah.
And what would the name of the movie be?
Oh, man, that is a great question. If PureFlix was going to make an autobiographical movie of me, what would the title be? Yeah, the Life of Crist, maybe. Something like that. I don't know.
Good.
That could work, actually.
Yeah, I like it.
People say I look like Ray Romano. Of course, he's older, so he wouldn't play me. Sometimes people say I look like the guy from How I Met Your Mother.
Josh Radnor.
Sometimes.
Yeah. I can see that. You do a lot of stuff on YouTube. Obviously, you have to be pretty social media savvy to be in the entertainment industry in general. So I was inspired on Facebook the other day by people posting something like, name your favorite movie, wrong answers only. And I thought it would be fun if we played Only Wrong Answers, the Pastor's Kid Edition with you.
Okay, I like that. Yeah, let's do it.
Well, it gives you a chance to kind of flex your muscles, creatively speaking. We'll set you up.
Okay, perfect.
All right, so this is Only Wrong Answers, the first edition.
Oh, man.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the...
People saying mean-spirited things on the internet.
Okay. What does the D in DC Talk stand for?
Delicious.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus.
Esther.
You're a good, good...
Uncle.
God has not given us a spirit of...
Confidence.
Waffle fries or fruit cup?
Oh, man, for sure fruit cup, obviously.
Saddle up your horses. We've got a trail to...
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I know the words. I'm trying to think of the opposite. Fall over on.
Which third world country is the best to adopt from?
Oh, my goodness, dude. That is United States of America.
Adventures in Odyssey or VeggieTales?
Oh, man, there's got to be a wrong VeggieTales.
It was a trick question. There's no wrong answer. I can do all things through Christ who gives me...
Money.
What is the average age of a Christian girl when she gets married?
30.
And finally, Kirk Cameron and Growing Pains or Kirk Cameron and Left Behind?
Oh, man. Growing Pains.
No, that's actually the right answer.
Oh, that is? Oh, no. I missed it. I thought, oh, yeah, okay. We like
it. It's all good.
All right. Thanks, John,
that's
for playing.
Right there. Got it. That was fun.
Man, we are so excited to see you at Winter Jam on Friday. We can't wait to laugh with you.
Most definitely. Oh, and sure. Hey, look, we do have a local Chili's here. So if it doesn't work out at the arena, you know, we can hook you up there.
Yeah, they've got an open mic night.
Send me right over to the Chili's and put me in the open mic just like I started.
Absolutely.
You got it.